Hello, my name is Avigail Shliach Tzibur. Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehilim, Perek Kaftet. In this Perek, Perek Kaftet 29, David HaMelech describes the strength, the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Master of the World, how God, the Lord, is stronger than the wind, more powerful than storms, and therefore he is the one that to him we should pray. This chapter has Hashem's name mentioned 18 times. The Gemara says, the Talmud says, that based on that, the prayer was composed with 18 blessings. The first three Psukim, they refer to the first three brachot, blessings of the Shmonesre, of the prayer, with the first pasuk talking about Bnei Elim, the sons of the officers, which refers to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, our forefathers. The second pasuk talks about Kavod va'oz, honor and strength, and that is the second bracha, the second blessing, Ata gibor le'olam Hashem, you are strong forever Hashem. The third pasuk says, Kevod shemo, the honor of his name, and that refers to the third bracha of Ata kadosh v'shimcha kadosh, you're holy and your name is holy, and holy people will forever be praising you. So this perek goes hand in hand with the prayer that, or we could even say based on this chapter, the tefillah, the prayer, was composed. So now let's look inside the perek. Says David HaMelech Alav HaShalom, Mizmor leDavid, a song for David. Havu LaHashem Bnei Elim, give to the Lord the sons of the officers. Elim, El, is a god, a power. And here it refers to our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that they composed the prayer. Avraham composed Tfilat Shacharit, Yitzchak composed Tfilat Mincha, and Yaakov composed Tfilat Arvit. Havu LaHashem Kavod Va'oz. Give to Hashem the strength and the power. Havu LaHashem Kavod Shemo. Give to Hashem the honor of his name. Hishtachavu LaHashem Behadrat Kodesh. Bow to him with an awe, with a trembling, a holy one. Kol Hashem al Hamayim. Hashem's voice is stronger than the water, over the water, and that is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the Red Sea for the Jewish people to be able to cross the Yam Suf. His power was over the water, seen by the entire world. El HaKavod Hir'im Hashem, and that is when Hashem gave the Torah by Har Sinai. There was thunders, there was a lot of noise. Al Mayim Rabim, over many waters. Kol Hashem Bakoach, the voice of Hashem is in the power. Kol Hashem Behadar, the voice of Hashem is in beauty. You see the beauty of the world. You travel, anywhere you travel, and you see the beauty of the mountains. You see the birds. You see the forest, the green, the waters, the lakes. And you see the power of God. Kol Hashem Shover Arazim. The voice of Hashem breaks trees. strong trees. וישבר השם את ארזי הלבנון. Hashem broke the mountains of the Lebanon. That's the name of the forest of the Lebanon. וירקידם כמו עגל. They seem to be dancing like kids. Who? Lebanon וסיריון. Lebanon and Sirion are the names of the mountains. That with the wind, with the storms of Hashem, it looked as if you had little kids dancing, jumping. Kol Hashem chotzev lehavot esh. When was that? That was when Hashem gave us the Torah and He said the Ten Commandments. So with His voice, it came out like tongues of fire, and that engraves the Ten Commandments in the Luchot. Kol Hashem yachil midbar. The voice of Hashem made the desert tremble. Yachil Hashem midbar kadesh. Hashem made tremble the mountain of Kadesh, the desert of Kadesh. Kol Hashem yecholel ayalot. The voice of Hashem makes the deer dance. Deer, the ayalot, resemble an animal that's very stable, very well balanced. You see the deer, how they run out them up the mountains. They don't fall. They have no fear because they're very stable. And that refers to the nations, that we look at them and they look to be so comfortable, so stable, and we the Jews look not so stable, so fragile. But that is not going to be so forever, because Kol Hashem yecholel ayalot, the voice of Hashem will make them tremble, will make them shaky. Vayechesof yaarot, and those mountains, and those forests that are covered with trees, they're going to become bare when He said so, when He will say so. Uvehechalo kulo omer kavod. And is His courtyard, which refers to the place of the Holy Temple, kulo omer kavod. There it will be all honor. That's where we will be praising Him. In the place of the Holy Temple, there was 10 miracles, constant miracles, that showed the honor of Hashem at all times. Hashem lamabul yashav, the same God that sat there during the flood in the time of the waters of Noah, and back then, He was there all alone. That same God is the same God all alone forever. So when we see the world run just with Him, it is the same way as when we see Him as if things are happening because of others. In our times, we think whatever is happening, it's because of others. Maybe someone started the pandemic, maybe it's politics, maybe all kind of ideas and talks. But we should know that just like Hashem all alone and all by Himself brought the Mabul, brought the flood to the world, so it is Hashem, that it is only Him and Him alone that brings these messages to the world. Vayeshev Hashem melech le'olam, forever He is the King and the only one. Hashem oz le'amoiten, Hashem will give His nation power. Hashem yevarech et amo b'shalom, Hashem will bless His nation with peace. Hashem oz le'amoiten, Hashem will give His nation power. azut, that strength that we have, that we are able to bear through all these hardships, all these years. If Hashem wouldn't give us this azut, this oz, if Hashem wouldn't give us this stubbornness, this power, we wouldn't be able to be here today. And that's why He gave us this stubbornness, this power, and He will bless us with shalom, which is the Torah. Because without the Torah, we wouldn't be here either. And this is the shalom, the Torah, and the strength that He gave us, that's what brought us all the way to here. May we continue, Bezrat Hashem, strong and powerful, until the days that we see the Geula Shlema, the Mashiach, and with that we will celebrate together. Bimhera b'yamenu. Amen. Thank you for studying together. Leilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.